My name is Karen Saar, and I am the middle school theater arts teacher at Roland Park Elementary Middle School. The following radio plays were written and are being performed by students from my 8th grade theater production classes. We at Roland Park would like to thank Mr. John DeVecca at WLOY for recording and Matt Weitzel for editing our radio plays.
Thanks, WLOY!
It is Halloween night, and a bunch of stupid high school kids are having a Halloween party at a haunted house. Just brilliant. And of course, they all got in their costumes from a quite little place called Ethan's. Become our sacrifice for Ethan's and get a free costume. All other purchases are 20% off. But before we tune in, we are happy to present Murder Party, a radio play written by students from Roland Park Middle School, featuring Kalia Dea as Clara, Bridget Filade as Macy, Alpha May as Tara, Helen Sansabacher as Donna, Alan Anderson as Olivia, Shaki Morrison as Derek, and Aaliyah Ellerby as narrator, which is me. Well, enjoy your spectacular night. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Welcome, filthy muggles, to a Lord Voldemort's display. I am dressed as Bellatrix today.
Oh, that ridiculous costume was Bellatrix. Ha, my parents can order better costumes than that.
Shut up, Derek, with your ugly toupee and orange-faced Donald costume.
But you love it, though.
Yeah.
Ugh, I don't want to be here. Wait, is that Derek dressed as Donald Trump? Existential crisis.
Where are the snacks? I'm getting hungry.
Stop complaining, Tara. Lala didn't complain like this on TV. Hey, this place looks like a mansion Daphne would explore with the mystery gang. Of course I rock her style also.
We don't care, Claire.
The music starts bumping, but no one is dancing. I guess the awkwardness of the couple getting all touchy and feeling is getting to everyone.
Derek, this house party is getting boring. Let's go somewhere a little more private.
Jeez, barf. This Halloween party has escalated quickly.
Filthy muggle love, where are you supposed to be anyways, Olivia?
Dan from YouTube, hello.
Gross. Oh, not you, Olivia. Just a couple.
Suddenly, the lights turn off.
Is Lord Voldemort here?
Maybe it's the electricity. Let me go check it out.
I'll go help that muggle out. I'll help Tara out.
Dang it. Does that mean no Wi-Fi?
Is this house owned by Mexicans?
Derek, please stop acting like Donald all the time. Let's go somewhere else.
The light turns back on. Macy and Derek try to make their way upstairs. However, something mysterious halts their movement.
I'm scared, Derek. Hold me.
It's just a clock, Maisie. Calm down.
Downstairs, Claire and Olivia are left alone.
Wow, that was so mysterious. I wonder what caused the lights to go out.
Just mark my words. If I'm not able to access my Wi-Fi, I will flip this whole house.
I'm sure that's not going to happen. Anyway, don't you think it's ironic that the couple Maisie and Derek are dressed up as Hillary and Donald?
Yes, classic, just classic. I was thinking, what if we play a little trick on them? Get it? Trick or treat?
Clara looks at Olivia with a blank face. Yikes.
Never mind.
Wait, that does sound like a good idea, since it is Halloween, of course.
Then let's get planning.
Meanwhile, with Tara and Donna.
Let's get moving on with the plan.
Don't worry, I have the perfect setup.
Don't start, Donna. We agreed that everything is to go my way.
We'll see about that.
What was that?
Nothing.
Returning upstairs, Macy and Derek hear voices echoing around the hallway and run to a nearby room. They huddle near a lamp in the corner when the door opens.
Well. It looks like these two lovebirds will be leaving in the best way possible. Together. Wouldn't you say, Claire?
Yes, Olivia. It's about time we get rid of these two.
This is so unfair. Why are you doing this?
I'll have you both put in jail. My parents will get revenge for me.
Trick or treat!
Everybody starts to laugh, except for the two dead bodies on the floor. The two partygoers' laughter starts to die down.
Olivia? I thought the knife was a fake.
I thought it was a fake, too!
How could you not realize it was real when the knife is covered in blood?
I'm sorry.
Suddenly, the door opens with a bang. The lights in the room flicker on and off. Mysterious sounds bounce off the walls.
It must have been a setup by Tara and Donna. They wanted to kill us from the start.
Donna and Tara enter the room with menacing looks on their faces. This is not going to be good.
That's right, you ignorant fools.
I'm actually surprised no one said anything when we were gone for so long. But now our plan is almost finished.
Wait!
The room becomes dead silent and no one moves at all.
First of all, Donna, I could have seen this coming from you. But Tara? You're dressed as my idol, Lala, from Teletubbies when I was little.
Oh, shut up. Don't you remember that this is just a costume?
Enough of this nonsense. Let's finish them off.
No!
Did anyone enjoy that treat? Not me. Again, all costumes were provided by Ethan's. You can find Ethan's in about any of the town's malls. Or you can also dial 1-800-722-8003. That is 1-800-722-8003.